This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. In the guest chair this time around, Ward Upham, horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension, with strategies on pruning landscape trees and shrubs, what to do and what not to do. We bring this up, Ward, because a great many people look toward the fall as maybe the time to trim back or otherwise correct those landscape woody ornamentals. And is it so?
Not necessarily. Now, you can take off 10% of any plant, any woody plant, any time of year. You're not going to hurt anything by doing that. However, there are some problems we can run into by pruning at this time of year. Just remember, deadwood doesn't count.
Okay.
So you can take out deadwood anytime it shows up, and it's not going to count as to how much pruning you've actually done. When we talk about pruning this time of year, most years you're going to be able to get away with it. For those years where we're going to have a hard winter, we can see some real damage in those winters. And since you don't know what the winter is going to be, it's just wise to be a little bit careful about pruning at this time of year.
Let's expand on preserving the winter hardiness of trees. One would think, well, they are sound. They've been growing for 10 years or so. They are hardy, but maybe not so.
Yeah, it all depends on the year. So if you do any pruning at this time of year, what you're going to do is reduce that winter hardiness. It won't reach maximum winter hardiness if you prune. Again, that's over 10%. If you don't prune, they will reach maximum winter hardiness. Now, what we're concerned with when we talk about winter hardiness is actually two things. One of those is the actual extreme cold temperature. You know, if we have a very hard winter, it gets extremely cold, especially plants that are just marginally hardy could really be hurt. So we want to preserve that winter hardiness. The other thing we're concerned with is a really sharp drop in temperature from one day to the next. For example, on November 10th in 2014, we went from 69 degrees during the day to 19 degrees that night. And though you didn't see any damage early in the spring, you saw it all through that next summer. Those plants were not hardened off. That hardening off process is gradual. And so what you want to see in the fall is a gradual drop in temperature, not a really sharp drop. In 2014, we hadn't had much cold temperatures before that point, and having that sharp a drop really caused some real damage. And if you had done some pruning at that time of year, that damage would have been more extensive. So again, it depends on the winter, but as a rule, it's just better to wait till spring.
Same notation for shrubs, though, or is there more latitude in as far as pruning maybe here in the fall?
So in shrubs, we have a little bit different deal. All the things we just said still apply, but you have some other considerations you have to take into account. For example, our spring flowering shrubs, the thing about lilac and forsythia, we usually recommend that they be pruned after they flower. Now, it's not going to hurt them to prune earlier. It's just that what you're doing is removing some of the bloom you could have enjoyed. And so you can prune them earlier if you want, but it's just better to wait. So you get the benefit of those blooms. Now, if it's a shrub that it either doesn't bloom or blooms in the summer, then it's better to just do your pruning in March.
Again, though, unless you're mildly trimming that plant back, less than 10% of the plant material. And if you are inclined to do so because you've a shrub that may be overgrowing and blocking a part of a walkway, say, you can stay within that 10% limit, you still need to follow good pruning technique, do you not?
Yes. And so you always prune back to a bud or to another branch. In other words, you do not leave a stub. A stub is going to die, and a stub is going to act as an entry point for either insects or disease. So just using those good pruning practices, also it's a good idea when you prune back to prune to an outward-facing bud so the growth doesn't go back into the bush. And that way you can keep that bush from getting too filled in the middle.
So remember those practices we preach quite frequently when it comes to ornamental pruning. Thanks for covering this with us. We always appreciate the input, Ward.
You bet.
Ward Upham along with us, horticulturist, Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.